بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is the fifth meeting with our Muslim children. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this reaches you while you are in good state of health and good state of iman, of faith. And this will be a revision for some of the things which we talked about earlier. And the first one is knowing Allah. Knowing Allah. If you were asked, who is your Lord? Then the answer is, my Lord is Allah. If you are asked, what does it mean that your Lord is Allah? It means that Allah is the one who created me and created everything, to whom everything belongs, and He takes care of everything and runs everything. If you are asked, what is the greatest thing you see from the creation of Allah around you? If you look around, you will find the answer. The heavens, the skies up, and the earth. If you are asked, what are the things which make you know Allah? Then I know Allah by many things. I am one of His signs, and all the creation around me makes me know of Allah. What are the greatest signs you see around you? I see the day and the night, the sun and the moon. If you are asked, why did Allah create you? The answer, He created me to worship Him, meaning love Him, obey Him, and keep away from the things He told me to keep away, because He cares for us to be good, and He cares for our benefit, and He wants for us all that is good. So we turn to Him alone. What is the first thing then that He told you that you must do? What is the first thing that He told you you must do? First thing He told me, to keep away from worship to anything, any human, any of the creation, no sun, not worshipping the sun, not worshipping the moon, not worshipping anyone or anything, and that I believe in Him alone, worship Him alone, call upon Him alone. If someone tells you, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. It means no one should be worshipped except Allah. He is the true and only God. The second matter, knowing our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is your Prophet? If someone asks you, who is your Prophet? My Prophet is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, and he is from the children of Prophet Ismail. And Ismail is from the children of the great Prophet Ibrahim. May Allah's peace be upon them all. Alayhim as-salam. If someone asks you, what will happen after someone dies? The answer is, after death, Allah will bring people to life again. Those who died as believers in Allah, they will end in paradise. And those who did not believe in Allah will end up in hell. The third matter, knowing Islam, knowing my deen, my religion. If someone asks you, what is your deen? That is, what is your religion? Then my answer is, my deen is Islam, and that my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told all mankind to come to Islam. These three matters are so important. They are the first thing everyone will be asked about after death. They will be asked, who is your Lord? And which we talked about the first matter. The second question, who is your Prophet? Which we talked about it also. And the third one, this last one, what is your religion? Those who pass this test will be happy and will be safe. And will end up in paradise forever. I ask Allah, the Most High, to make me and you from the people of paradise, who will be saved also from hell. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.